It's part of the old, Old Testament.
I know, but you come back to the those things there. One fellow says one thing, and the other fellow says something else. Now, one of the priests or one of the bishops or whoever it may be, he prophesies one thing. He says you're not supposed. He's strictly on the line, but what you get way on a thousand of years back, what somebody else said. And every time you print a new book, you got something new in it. Have you ever noticed that? You ever notice that every time you print a new book, if you print a new book, notice the line on that thing and read it down and compare with the, like I do with my, what you call it up there? Compare the two and see what he says about one thing and then see what the next time he writes, the other fellow, he adds a little bit to it. You can do more about it. Now, I was reading an article on a paper, I believe it was this morning. Oh, yesterday, some book. This morning, in the barber shop. This morning, in the barber shop, they had a book in there. About the religion, stuff like that. Now, they come along, time ago, when I was a kid, you couldn't do this. I couldn't go to your church. You couldn't come to my church. You know what I'm talking about? It's a sin. You couldn't do that. You weren't supposed to do that. You're supposed to go to whatever religion you was and no other place. They didn't want you to go in no other church. Nobody else. They didn't want you to associate with, outside of your own religion. But what difference does it make? If you're Baptist or Methodist or Jewish or Catholic or whatever you are, we're all human, eh? We're all human.
Yeah.
And I don't see where there's any harm that me and you hold a conversation or go somewhere hunting or go fishing together or anything like that. And if you invite me to say we have a wedding at our church, come over to and meet all your people that belongs to your organization, understand? Isn't that nice? And you could do the same thing if you come to my church or go to my wedding, where there's mostly Catholic people, and he said, we invite you, and you're just as welcome as the rest of them, and there's no difference between you and anybody else, because you're human just like anybody else, regardless. You believe in what they preach, you follow that. That is this. Main thing is, whatever you do, stick to it. Be a member of what you are. Not jump from one place to the other and say, I can go anywhere, then you don't belong to nothing. You got to be a member of whatever organization you're going to belong to. Whatever church. In my family, my oldest son, he went to school in the Catholic school. You understand? He went to Catholic school in the convent with the sisters, the priest. And if I wouldn't have put my foot down at the time, he'd be a priest or a brother or something. Because the priest took so much liking of him and he taught a whole lot of the old priest. The priest wanted to take him and send him off. Well, he didn't mix up with nobody but just the nun, you understand, and the priest. He was going to make a priest out of him. And I said, he's too young. I said, the child don't know what he's doing. He was about 11 years old. He wanted to go. I said, you don't know what you're talking about. I said, after he go in and he gets to be about 18, 19 years old, I said, he'd wish that he'd been out. I said, 90% of them that does that. They go out there and when they've got the time to get out and they, to be a priest,